Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop in and say hello. The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have carvery on a Sunday. They have an a la carte menu during the week. There's always a great atmosphere in the bar. And as the summer comes around, there's nowhere better to sit outside and watch the beautiful Portmarnock Beach in all of its glory and have a pint while you're at it. The White Sands Hotel, we're very grateful to them for all that they do for myself and Jeremy and Katie here on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter? Well, it's a topic that we've never actually spoken about before, but it's something that everyone has an opinion on. Do you believe that there is a stigma attached to working in a fast food restaurant? Are you one of the many people who would look down your nose on a job in a fast food restaurant, or would you refuse to take such a job? Well, a McDonald's worker in the UK has been praised about his story that has gone viral. He took to Facebook basically to say that he is sick about the attitude that people have towards him, including customers, because he works in a fast food restaurant. The guy's name is Mike. He works up to 50 hours a week in McDonald's in Glasgow, and he is sick and tired of people mocking him with comments and their judgmental criticism. Here's part of what Mark wrote. Are you ready? Or Mike, should I say. He wrote... she's talking again. Here's what he wrote. Today, I have had enough of the judgmental criticism. Let me be clear. Yes, I work at McDonald's and do it nearly 50 hours a week. Why? Not because I have no aspiration, motivation or intelligence, but for the exact opposite. Because in a few months' time, I'll be going back into higher education. And the one thing that McDonald's is a job which is extremely flexible, has opportunities for growth, and can allow you to do what you want to do. There are people I work with becoming pilots, lawyers, designers, architects, and people who are at a point in their life that they will do whatever it takes to look after their family. I work with people who will not accept handouts, rather step up and work for their living, unlike a huge number of people in this country. Mackie D's is not only letting me save up for university, but setting me up with flexible work that I can continue over the next years to come. Damn right McDonald's will be on my CV. This job has pushed my limits in so many areas. Yes, it has its downside. Yes, the wages can be not great. And yes, it can be difficult. But every job has its negatives, and Mackie D's is no different. And that's what a guy wrote on Facebook over the last while. His name is Mike, and he has received a lot of praise for standing up for workers who work in, for example, the fast food industry. And people do have that sort of an attitude, that look down your nose on them attitude. It's something that's been around since I was a kid. I can remember mates of mine saying, nah, I wouldn't ever work in a place like that. Don't want to wear the uniform, don't want to wear the hat, all that sort of shite. And like I said, this guy Mike has received a lot of praise for saying it as it is, basically. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. Is there any shame in working in a fast food restaurant? And why do we all have this attitude where we kind of look down our nose on people who choose that sort of work? Our number is 085-825-2626. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy. Let me kick off straight away with you, Eamon. And Eamon, you believe that there's no shame at all in working a job like that.
Exactly. And you had an independence then. I'm a cleaner and fairy towers here. And the staff and the boss are very, very proud of me. And I love this job. I absolutely love it. And people might look down on me, but I tell you one thing, I get up at any time of the morning, come in any time of the day, and come in here, and I'm very proud of the work I do here.
And do you find that with the job that you have, that there are people who, I won't say, well, yeah, do look down their noses at you?
Yes, they do, because they're going around the big BMWs and all like that, and they're saying, like, that would never happen to me. Mm. But I can tell you one thing, they don't know what's around the corner. It could happen to anybody.
Yes, and it absolutely could happen to anybody, and that's your point, that you would rather work than not work at all. You would rather any job than not having a job.
Exactly, and it's what you make of the job yourself. You could be very proud of the dirtiest or the cleanest job that you could think of. Mm. You could be very proud of that. All you have to do is just get in, do your work, and look after everybody, and go that extra mile for them. And I'll tell you one thing, they will really, really appreciate you for it. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm treated in here like a king. Absolutely like a king. They look after me very, very well. And I was down. I was really down. And they picked me up and looked after me.
Well, fair play to you, Eamon. I have to say, one of the things that annoys me is when I hear people, and I have spoken to people who've said things like, there's no way I'd sooner be on the dole than work as a cleaner or work in a fast food restaurant or whatever. It's an attitude that always annoyed me. And in fact, only earlier on in our office, we were talking about this conversation and I was asked, well, Adrian, if you lost your job, would you work in a fast food restaurant? And I said I'd work anywhere rather than nowhere.
And of course, because you have your dignity, you have your independence, and you're not going, it's grand if you have a job that you're getting a thousand a week or something like that. But take the next thing that's down and keep going. And all this will be like a jigsaw puzzle. Start at the bottom again and work yourself up. Get yourself a name out there that you're proud of.
Mm.
And well, people will look after you.
Okay, so any job is better than no job, is Eamon's point. John, you're saying that a job in a fast food restaurant is grand when you're younger, but not when you're older.
Well, I would associate that kind of job, to be honest about it, and this is genuinely not being snobbish, but I think most people would associate that kind of a job with somebody, we'll say, between, you know, in their late teens, early 20s maybe. Now, this guy, that's fair enough if this guy is between 18 and, we'll say, 24, 25, but if this guy is between 35 and 40, I have to be honest, I'd want to know why he's working in a fast food restaurant.
You'd want to know why he's working in a fast food restaurant if he's a bit older.
Yeah. Now, having said that, a lot of people have fallen on hard times and they've got back on like maybe they were in very highly paid jobs where they were very qualified and they've you know, the good times are gone. Maybe he's working, it's the only job he can get, but you know, if the guy is...
So what are you saying, that a job in a fast food restaurant isn't a career?
A career? I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Why not?
Adrian.
Yes?
Be serious, would you please?
No, I am being serious. What is wrong with a job in a fast food restaurant? Because
I don't think the average person, Adrian, personally, it's up to yourself. You know, opinions like assholes, everybody has one. But I wouldn't have thought the overwhelming majority of people would consider a job in a fast food restaurant as a career. Now, if you're a chef working in a hotel, that's a career. But flipping burgers in McDonald's is not a career.
Now, that's the exact attitude that this guy is giving out about. He said he has had enough of people preconceiving these jobs.
And based on reality, Adrian, like I said to you.
You're looking at those jobs as dead-end jobs.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying they're dead-end jobs, but I don't think the overwhelming majority of society would consider them as careers. Like I said, Adrian, a qualified chef working in a high-end restaurant or in a hotel, that's a career. But, I mean, are you telling me that flipping burgers or making kebabs in a fast food restaurant, that's a career? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you obviously don't see it that way.
No,
stay there for one
no.
second, John, because I'm going to bring a guy on with a story. He knows of a guy who's making a fortune now, started working at McDonald's. So stay there for one second, John. I'd love to hear from you. We're back in a sec.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter. with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit Recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at Recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at Recruit.ie.
Jay, you heard what John was saying there a second ago. You know, he doesn't see it as a career. Tell me the story of the guy you know.
Well, the first gentleman I'd like to commend, the fellow that done the Killeen.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fair play to him, he's out doing something. Lad, I knew we started off as breasters in trucks, and that's a helper in a truck. And at 18, he went to McDonald's, and he's 40 now, and he's still working there. What does John think of that?
Well, John, what do you think of that?
He's how old?
He's 40 now.
Same age as me.
What's he doing, 40 years of age, working at McDonald's?
He's running two of them.
Oh, he's running them.
Oh, started off as the burger. Now, listen. No, John, started off as the burger flipper, and we slagged the bejesus out of him. We took the piss out of him. He put himself through college. He now has a business degree in management, retail, all that. He's managing two of them now. It's a beautiful company car, massive house. Absolute massive house and another house. Two, three holidays a year. Full pension. I mean, it is a start-off job for some people, but people with motivational turn that into a career.
Sorry,
and an absolute great career.
Sorry, I can't hear both. People with motivation will turn it into a career, a great career.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, sorry, John.
Somebody is in a situation where they've, you know, during the Celtic Tiger, they were making lots of money, they were in a very highly paid, very qualified job. They lost their job, and they've got back up on the horse, and working in a fast food restaurant is a way of getting back on the ladder. I can understand that. But personally, I you know, fair balls to your man. If he's making lots of money, he's managing, he's in a management position. But I personally wouldn't have seen working a fast food restaurant flipping burgers as a career. And I was specifically really talking about flipping burgers, that kind of a situation, not managing.
But you have to start somewhere, John. I didn't start doing what I thought. Yeah. I started sitting in the passenger seat of these yokes. I mean, you start somewhere and work your way.
And John, I would say the exact same thing. When I started working in radio, I worked for nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing in order to get experience in a job that I wanted to do, that I wanted to progress in, and that's Jay's point. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, that, and I agree with him. I accept that, and absolutely. Everybody has to start somewhere. Everybody has to stop in the bottom. Everybody has to start in the bottom rung, work their way up. I accept that. Yeah, and I accept that point.
All right, John and Jay, stay there for 1 second. You're listening to Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy. Now, Brendan, you were saying that you think it's a lazy person's job.
Well, it is, really.
How?
I mean, the motivation you need to have to, I mean, they could go out and better themselves. Rather, I mean, you come into McDonald's and the majority of them just have a face on them. I mean, if you go home after work, when I go home after work every day, I go home and sit down knowing that I worked hard to earn me money. It's not exactly a hard job to do.
What is a hard job to do?
I mean, somewhere you go home after work and you sit down and you look at yourself and say, well, I actually work hard to earn the money that I earn.
But
they don't exactly work hard to earn money. All they're doing is standing behind the till, asking people what they want.
You see, that's exactly the attitude that this guy is giving out about.
Go out and better themselves.
And you see it in the exact same way as all of the people that this guy is giving out about. You just see it as a lazy person's job.
As an embarrassing job.
An embarrassing job?
Yeah, well, you'd hate to stand behind the till of McDonald's and ask someone what you want for the drink. I'd rather get out and earn a decent wage and be happy going home after work, knowing that I worked hard to earn the money.
Jay, what do you make of that attitude?
Has that man ever been in any of the services when a coachload or two coachloads of people come in? Them people work damn hard for their money. I've seen 200 people run through a door of a service into a Burger King or McDonald's, and them people work damn hard for their money. Them burgers don't flip themselves.
Yeah, well, like,
it's great for college kids. It's great for weekend work for college kids. That end of it is great. But by God, there's a hell of a lot more to it, mate, than just standing there.
How is it? You could sit there all day and look at the same person standing behind the till asking people, Did you want fries with that? Do you want a drink with that? What drink do you want? That's not hard. Come on.
Come here. You're running up and down. You're trying to serve all them people. You have a thousand things going on. I've seen them. I spend a lot of time in the likes of them service stations. And I tell
you're
you
walking
one thing,
three or four foot behind the counter. It's not that difficult.
It is, mate.
Come on. Realistic. Marathon is difficult.
I used to slag them until I seen it for first hand what goes on, and as I said, I have a friend there who's made a great career over. So
I'm not slagging them, but Brendan, you actually are.
They're on their feet constantly for 8 hours. They do not get a chance. Do you sit down at all and walk at all? Do you have a job where you sit down at? I do, I drive, so that goes.
Yeah, I'm driving as well, yeah.
Yeah, listen, mate, they 8 hours, 10 hours on their feet. I've seen them, and they run up and down, and they're chasing people around, people are knocking, and people treat them like shit. Well, I can tell you one thing.
They want better themselves. They can't complain about a job that they're in if they can't go on.
They're starting at the bottom end of the ladder there. They make it up that ladder. They're looking down on the likes of us going in there, sleeping in our and they're going home after their 8 hour shift with their three holidays, their pensions, and their medicals.
The McDonald's that's close to me, I know one bloke that's working, and I've been going in and out for years. And he's the same fella who was in it from when he was a teenager, and he's still standing behind the same till.
But that's down to him and most lazy people.
But hang on, Brendan. That's down to him. Sorry, Brendan, I would argue with you that it's less lazy than somebody sitting on their arse on the dole for years on end. At least the guy is getting out and working.
It isn't as lazy as the people who don't go out and get a job. They're just a ploy on society, and I can't stand all of them people that don't work.
But even
the people that do go out and walk somewhere like that, I mean, they're not actually contributing anything good to society, because all they're doing is making people fat.
Nobody develops health problems from eating in a fast food restaurant unless they're overdoing it. It's like everything. Everything in moderation, you'd be grand. So the only people that are getting fat from eating in fast food restaurants are people who are eating all day, every day in fast food restaurants, okay? Well, so put it into context.
They're just lazy shits who can't go out and better themselves.
Lazy shites who can't better themselves.
But that's it. You know, I mean, go back to college or do something. Go out and get more qualifications and go out and then be able to go home at the end of the day and say, well, I worked hard to earn my money. I couldn't walk there and then go home and then sit there and go, well, what did you do today? I asked someone what he wanted.
Stay there for 1 second, Brendan. Let me go to Paul. You're on Opinions Matter, Paul. How are you?
I'm actually laughing here at Brendan. Is it? Brendan's like even out about your manners, the books in McDonald's, saying
yes.
That he makes people fat. But Brendan, that's the same. He's been going like in and out of it like for years. Good man, Brendan. But here's a story for you. You know, much like the guy that was talking there, Jay, I think was it. I'm a guy that I used to go to school with. And when we were in college, he actually got a job working in McDonald's. And much like that story, he actually went from flipping burgers like to being a manager, and now he's an area manager. He's doing really, really well for himself.
I know of people who started working. In fact, Brendan, I'll put this to you. I know of somebody who started working in McDonald's while they were a student. Okay, worked all through college while she was a student, and ended up running the marketing department of McDonald's Europe, and used her experience of having worked from the ground up, basically. So it's not all lazy people, Brendan. Yeah.
The majority of them are. I mean, it's one in a few that's going to end up doing something like that. The rest
Brendan,
of them will spend.
Nonsense.
No, I'm not. That's my opinion. The rest of them are going to spend their lives standing behind the flipping burgers.
You're not saying, like, at least you can go home after a hard day's work. You actually, like, sit in your hall all day, and from what you said, like, you go in and out ordering a fast food, like, most of your life. So how does that, like, well, what's a hard day's work to you, Brendan?
I work 60 hours a week.
Yeah, so
six
do
days, six days a week. I do a hard job. What's my job?
Brendan, the guy who put up the original post on Facebook that we're talking about works 50 hours a week. That's a long old week. That's hard work.
It'd be tough on your feet, all right, but that's about it.
Brendan, you're actually talking nonsense, to be honest with you.
What am I telling you? You're telling me, standing behind the counter, asking people what they want, is a hard job.
I actually wouldn't like to do it every day of the week. So standing in my field, running around like after.
Now,
people,
why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I like to do it?
Yeah.
Because I'd say it's a hard day. It's work like being on your feet all day.
How about you get it with your hard day's work standing on it?
Listen, you sit in your hole all day driving. How is that hard?
I don't sit on my hole all day. Driving is a part of my job. It's not all of my job.
All right, then what else do you do?
It doesn't concern you what I do for a living.
Well, then, listen, don't be getting on the radio.
But it's a lot harder than standing in McDonald's flipping burgers.
You see, again, Brendan, how do you define what makes a job hard?
Exactly. Well, is a burger heavy to pick up?
Hang on, Brendan. I'm sitting. No. Hang on for one second. I'm sitting on my arse here in a studio with a pen in my hand talking to people like you. Not a hard job, is it?
That's not a hard job, no.
No. But would you look down your nose at me for doing this job?
I don't know.
Yeah, there you
are. You're probably in one way. No idea, so.
Brendan, you're full of shit, you have to say. You haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Honestly.
That's my opinion. My opinion is people who walk McDonald's fast food are lazy gits. That's my opinion.
But listen, about 5 minutes ago, you were blaming them for people getting fat. And then you were saying that you've been going like in and out of them for years. So what's the difference?
Well, I eat in moderation. I don't go in every day of the week.
That was the point that I made a second ago. Everything in moderation. Hang on there for 1 second. Declan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Declan?
I'm really good.
Good, Declan. Now, it says on my screen here, there's no way you would work in a fast food restaurant. Why not?
I'm in my 40s, right?
Yeah.
I'm going back when I was a young fella, in my teens and all that, it was always a joke, like, if someone got a job in one of these fast food places, you kind of got laughed at, do you know what I mean? The fellas that you see in these places, you always had, like, bad acne and all that, and they're in bits, like, you know what I mean? People laugh at them. So, I mean, nothing's changed there, as far as I'm concerned.
Why would you not work in a fast food restaurant?
Well, I don't work. I have standards, Adrian.
Sorry, just go back on that again. What did you say? I don't work.
I have standards, Adrian.
You have standards.
I have standards. I mean, nobody in their right mind wants to walk in one of them places and get laughed at by people.
You told our Katie you'd be embarrassed.
Adrian, I'm signing on for a while, right? I've been sent for interviews and all that, and once or twice now they tried to get me into them places. I made sure I did a poxy interview to make sure I didn't get it. Because there's no way I'm going to humiliate myself in one of them places, slipping burgers and dealing with people puking up at late at night and all that. No way am
I
doing
that.
So
hang on. You would rather be on the dole than work in a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, dead right. I'd rather be on the dole. I'm not going to lower myself to work in one of them places.
Getting laughed at
by people.
You told our Katie you'd be embarrassed to put on one of those uniforms.
Look, Aidan, you're telling me when you were a young fella, did you think that was like the place to be, to work in a fast food place? Like, nobody wanted that job. You took them jobs back in when I was a young fella.
But Declan, hang on. You have no job.
Oh, no, I'm happy having no job. I'd rather have no job than that.
You'd rather have no job than work in a fast food restaurant.
That to me, Aidan, working doing that is as low as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather sweep a road than do that.
You see, this is the bit that gets me, Declan. There are jobs in fast food restaurants being advertised day in and day out. The money isn't amazing, 10, 11, 12 euro an hour. But you would rather sit on your arse than go get one of those jobs.
The only people they can get for them jobs now is young fellas out of college, just in college, who didn't need to pay their rent, right? Or else they get Chinese people and that from abroad who don't care about where they work. But I mean, I'm a Dublin man living here, you know, I'm born and bred here. I don't want to be seen by my family or friends seeing me there with a stupid poxy hat in my head and people laughing at me. You're not doing that.
Are people not laughing at you not having a job at all?
No one's laughing at me, Aidan. I keep myself busy. I don't sit in my hole all day. I keep yourself busy. I mean, just because you're not working doesn't mean you haven't got things to do. Like, I do have things to do.
So you said a second ago that just to keep social welfare happy, you went for one of these interviews. What did you do with the interview to make sure you didn't get the job?
I made sure, Agent, I didn't get it. I made sure I did an epoxy interview. I made sure I was scruffy, didn't shave. Had a few drinks beforehand, so they smelled the drink off me. There's no way I was going to get it. I did everything I could to not get it, you know what I mean? And I didn't get it. So, I mean, let the Chinese people and all them do it if they want to do a flip burger and get laughed at by people. But I won't be doing it.
And what sort of work do you want?
I don't know. Anything beyond that. I mean, I used to drive a bus years ago. You know, I'd do a bit of driving if I could, you know, but them jobs are hard to come by these days.
But you'd rather stay on the dole than work in a fast food restaurant?
Anything, Agent, anything, in my opinion, anything's better than walking in them places. I'd rather dig a road or sweep the road than deal with that. Getting coming in, people coming in looking at you at the counter, sniggering at you.
Now, I have to go back to Brendan for a second, because, Brendan, I have to put this to you, that there's a guy who's actually agreeing with everything you said, but he's the sort of person you already admitted that you despise.
How long are you on the dole?
I don't want to say, Agent. I don't want to say how long I'm on the dole.
Why do you not want to say?
I just don't want to say, because people make judgments about you.
Is it under 10 years?
I'm on and off the dole, Agent, for years, right? Because I've had disabilities as well. It's not less. So, I mean, it's not as simple as that.
Okay, you've got disabilities.
I've had disabilities up and down over the years, problems with different things. So, I mean, I've been signing on and off for a good few years, right?
Right. So these disability issues that you have, would they stop you working in a fast food restaurant?
No, because I think that they take anyone in them places, Agent. I say they bite me hand off in them places, but I said to you, I'll do everything.
Brendan, there's a guy, like I said, who's agreeing with you.
Yeah, well, I agree with him with the thing, but it's, you know, I'm not saying why he's not working or why he's still on the dole for so many years. Like, it's,
what difference does it make to you whether I'm signing on now? What difference does it make to you, like?
Because people that are on the dole for more than 10 years are just bums.
Wait, they what? They're bums?
They're bums, yeah.
It's not coming out of your pocket, is it?
It is coming out of my pocket, because my taxpayer is your dole.
How is it coming out of your pocket? How is it?
My taxpayer is your dole.
How is it? No, you're way out of that. What are you saying?
You're probably
getting cash in hand. You're probably getting cash in hand.
I don't get cash in hand. I've never
got
money.
You're probably getting cash in hand.
Ever since I start walking.
You're not paying my dole, mate. The government pays for my dole.
I agree with you with the McDonald's thing, but you're a bum.
The government pays for my dole, not you.
Where's the government getting money from?
Brendan, the fact of the matter is that he would feel justified in his decision not to work in a fast food restaurant because of the attitude of somebody like you.
Yeah, well, I agree with him.
Jeremy's here with the reaction that's coming in on text, on WhatsApp, and online.
I've never seen such anger in our text messages. I'm trying to get through the ones that don't have any bad language in them. Oh my God, says Yvonne, what a load of shameful gits and lazy feckers. Declan is the main reason our country is screwed, says another person. Lazy bastard. Irish society is amazing, says Stephen. They moan about the quality of some jobs, and then they won't do them, which is that fella that we're talking to on the line. Lads, the people that are working in fast food restaurants are actually earning quite a good wage. They also get free food and the conditions are quite good. Yes, you're right, Linda. I have friends who work in McDonald's and say it is a great company to work for. It's one of the best companies you can
work. It's constantly in the top five employers here in Ireland every year. So yep, they have to be a good company to work for.
And here's another one from Brian, and I'll put this to you, Declan. I live in the same housing estate as that guy you have on the line at the moment. He spends every single day of the week in his local snooker hall doing nothing but playing pool. Is that true?
I don't know what he's talking about, Jeremy. He must be getting mixed up with somebody else.
Are you a pool shark? Do you spend your whole day playing pool?
I play the odd game of snooker like anyone else. I'm not in pool halls all day. I don't know who he's talking about.
Okay, so you play snooker during the day instead of being out looking for a job.
The odd time. Well, I mean, again, what difference does it make to you what I do with me days?
Because myself and Adrian's taxes are going towards your pool.
What do you mean your taxes are going towards? What do you mean?
Well, myself and Adrian work for a living, so we pay tax. That tax goes into the government coffers, which
it's not
then
coming out. It's not coming out of your pocket.
Do you think it's coming from the crock of gold at the end of the rainbow?
The government can afford that every week. Okay, and finally, it's not going to break the bank.
Declan, this text message for you. I wouldn't say Declan had to deliberately throw the interview not to get the job.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
This message just came in a second ago and it says, I bet the same fellas who are looking down their nose at people in McDonald's probably are the same people that complain that people from other countries are here stealing our jobs. They're hypocrites. Now, that's the gas thing. Because where are you likely to see a lot of foreigners working? In a fast food restaurant. I mean, I've spoken to many people ages 18, 19, 20. Young students who absolutely balk at the idea of working in a fast food restaurant. I've spoken to them myself and it's like, would sooner get money off mammy and daddy than go and earn a tenner an hour themselves. Now, Anne, what do you want to say on this?
The thing is with people today, they get too much handed to them. And it's like the kids coming up today, the ages of 19, 20. They think working in them places is skivvy work and they shouldn't have to do it. And it is the foreign people that come into the country who end up working in them because the Irish won't do it. The Irish think they're more important.
And then, like that message...
And then they moan about it.
Yes, and like that message I just read out a second ago, then we resent them for robbing our jobs. But like
you have to think about people. What about people that work in hotels that stand at desks all day? Are they doing nothing for a living as well?
No, of course they're not. Yeah.
Instead of the people in McDonald's, I see it myself. I don't go in myself really much to the place, but I see them and they're walking as hard as they can walk as anyone else are doing. But I don't know what is wrong with people in Ireland that they think that job is not fit for them. Sweeping the roads. Right, that's fit for people. I do it myself.
Well, no, Declan, you did say you'd sweep the roads before you'd work in a fast food restaurant.
Well, I wouldn't want to be doing that either, Aidan, to be honest with you. I mean,
well,
I don't...
I'm paid for it.
Well, listen, no one's stopping you doing it, love. You go and do it if you want it. You go and clean windows and sweep the roads if you want it. But I don't want to do that.
Isn't it bringing money home, isn't it?
I'm all little... I've standard, love. Maybe you've no standards in your life, yeah. You know, standard.
Excuse me, isn't it bringing money home, isn't it?
Never mind that. Well, I mean, each to his own, love, right? Each to his own.
So what you get on the dole is keeping you sweet and keeping you happy.
I'm happy enough, it's all right. It's happy enough. I'm not complaining.
Declan, earlier on we were talking to Brendan who said they're lazy people. You're even lazier, though.
How am I lazy, Aidan?
Because you're not working.
It's taking an awful lot of you to go over and watch that money every week.
I'm not saying to you there a while ago, just because I'm not working doesn't mean I'm not busy. I've loads of things to be doing. I've two kids to bring back and forth to school and all that. I've loads of things going on. It's not as if I'm sitting on my hole all day, right? I've other things to be doing. Boy, there's no way in hell I'm going to sweep a road or walk in the flipping a burger.
I'd rather be on the go.
You get a job in the car, Paul. It's the best bloody job you can get.
Stay there for one second. Hi, guys. McDonald's served me well. Taught me customer service, cash management, hygiene, among others. I'm now a senior management job in a multinational company earning an excellent wage. These couriers and dole people should be lower on the food chain, says Mark. Couriers and dole people? Not quite sure what he's getting at. Now, Louise, what do you want to say?
Like, if these jobs that Declan is on about... If they're that degrading, who does he think is paying for his £188 a week?
He doesn't seem to get that point.
I know, yeah, that'll tell you. Gobshite.
He doesn't seem to...
It's all the people at McDonald's. They all pay tax. They're paying for him to sit at home all day and do nothing except a school run. Big deal.
Declan, do you not get that?
Aidan, as I said to you, what difference does it make to you what I do with me with 188 quid a week? What difference does it make to you?
It makes no difference whatsoever. I don't give a rat's arse what you do all day.
But
I believe in people pulling their own weight. I believe in
paying
people.
Paying their own way.
Yes, and paying their own way in life.
The government do nothing for me, Aidan. That's how I say it. I'm going to take what I can get out of them. They do nothing for me.
They're
it's
giving
nothing
you
to do with the government. Yeah, it's exactly. The taxpayers that's paying your labour for you to sit at home all day.
The government, I believe, are robbers themselves, right? That's what we can't even get
robbing off the people that are working in these places.
You're robbing off the people that are staying in these places.
I'm going to take what I can get off them, you understand? I'm going to take what I can get off them.
Why should I be cut off? Because you're too bloody lazy and it's their taxpayer money that's paying for you.
Louise, what do you make of people of all ages and of all backgrounds who have this snobbish, I don't know how to describe the attitude that they have towards the likes of people working in fast food restaurants? You heard that guy, Brendan. They're lazy. I don't think they're lazy.
I think they're very hard working. Very, very hard working. If you go over to the States, anybody that's working at McDonald's are actually maybe 60 and over.
Yes, a lot of them are. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. There's people here paying for themselves to go through college or paying for themselves to, you know, as a stop gap to maybe getting a good job. They're getting full training in, you know, cash management, team leadership, you know, team working. They have great benefits. I have a family member in it and is very, very happy. Left a good job to go into that one because of all the training and the perks benefits that she's getting. You know, I don't see the people are out there. The kids of today get, Declan's not a kid of today, but they won't get out and do these jobs. But somebody has to do them. They're happy to eat the burgers or the fryers or the kids, give the kids the Happy Meals. You know what? They're not aliens behind the counter. They're people there that need the money. They need to work.
Absolutely. I agree with you. One last call on this, and that's you, Pat.
Hey, Adrian.
Good, Pat. What do you want to say?
I have one thing to say to that chap, Declan.
Yeah.
He probably hasn't got the experience to work in McDonald's. And that's the bottom line. He's just one lazy, lazy little shite. That's exactly what he is. Oh, my God. He ought to be ashamed of himself. An absolute shame of himself.
Are you not embarrassed that you're not working?
Oh, no, I'm worried I'd be embarrassed, Aidan. The government, they don't know. I've got to take what we can get off them. They'd fleece you and me in a heartbeat, right? The government. No matter who's in there, they're all gangsters,
That wasn't the question I asked you. I asked you...
I'm not embarrassed, no. Why would I be embarrassed?
Isn't he showing his two children?
I'm entitled to that money as an Irish citizen, right? Do you hear me? I'm entitled to that money as an Irish citizen, right? You see, therein lies the problem, Declan, that you have this entitlement attitude, that you think it's your money.
You think the government is obliged to pay you this money for the rest of your life. Well, it shouldn't be paying somebody like you for the rest of your life.
He should be knocked
out. I see no problem with it. There's no way I'd be flipping burgers anyway, I'll tell you that much.
Right. You just haven't got the experience.
Hey, let me ask you, Pat, what do you think of people who have that sort of attitude? And he's not the only one. They all
have to be pitied because they just have, they've no sense to think like that. Fair play to anyone that works in McDonald's, Burger King, any fast food restaurant. I have to admire them. They're out there working, whether they're Irish, whether they're non-nationals, fair play to all of them. He is just one lazy, lazy shite.
All right, Pat, thanks very much indeed. And that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope that you did, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoon. So spread the word, share the podcast on your own social media if you enjoy it. And as I said, I hope that you do. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.